Pure Alan Guest, and we can tell a story here about how RPO sits up in his bed, realizing he's not a bad guy. But when he decided to put his book there as an audiobook on his podcast, he would say, you know, I approach some of you who I thought would be interested and also the right persons. Give me feedback and help me, at least with advice about my writings. But no one seems to want to. I said we could be friends at least and just, would you have time to read what I write? But no. And why should they? Everyone is so busy. So he's speaking there. But yes, therefore I decided to read it to you here, and then of course only to my friends, those who consider themselves my friends, because it is to you that I want to share this. And of course, you listen only if you so desire. And I don't even know who you are. Unless you contact me and give me your feedback. Which I would appreciate very much. Honest. Feedback. And then as he said so, he realized that the people, well, they were ladies for some reason. And yes, he felt or had been feeling you need of female feedback, but now I didn't know anymore. And yes, he had approached someone. Yes, it was true when I said I just want to learn to know you and maybe we can be friends at least for this. Professional. For the Sankirtan mission. But now you realized that saying or showing someone that you like her can be a threatening thing to do. Can make someone dislike you. Be upset, angry at you. So there he was, feeling a little alone, yes. But maybe, again now accepting his own reality. This is I would do it. Maybe someone will listen. Maybe not. But anyhow, this was the chance. Satisfied for now, he lay down in in his bed again. Ready for a peaceful sleep.